Welcome back to United Bears Recap, and as we introduce you to some of the assistant coaches on Mark Trestman's staff, we're pleased to be joined by the Bears wide receiver coach Mike Rowe. And Mike, you were enjoying great success at Alabama for a while there. Hadn't been in the NFL for, a dozen years when you were working with your dad with the Jets. How did it come about that Mark gave you a call and the decision-making process? You hadn't known him previously much, right?
No, not a lot. I'd spent about a half hour with Coach Trestman at the Senior Bowl about 5 years prior to the phone call. And that was our only contact, and I had followed his career, obviously knew about him and the tremendous career that he'd had. So it was a surprise to get a phone call.
What was the decision, the pros and cons of the decision-making process like for you?
Well, it was there was a lot that went into it, a lot of thought, and I talked to a lot of people, and at the end of the day, I thought it was just too good an opportunity to pass up.
How does Mark compare? What are some of the similarities and differences between Mark and Nick Saban?
Well, I'd say the similarities are, number one, their passion for the game of football. You know, Coach Saban is on defense, and Mark's expertise is on the offensive side of the ball, which was really attractive to me. So that was one of the big pulls for me to come to Chicago. And the detail at which, you know, he coaches every position on the offensive side of the ball is really, really fascinating.
Would you like to have him as a quarterback coach in college?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I might still have a chance to play if I'd had Coach Trestman.
When you came here, Brandon was already an established receiver in this league. Alshon, I guess, needed a little bit of molding and shaping coming off his rookie year. If you can share maybe one or the two of the things that you tried to work on most with Alshon that raised him to this Pro Bowl level.
Well, I think you got to get all the credit to Alshon, number one. I mean, he had the motivation within himself and the pride to want to become one of the elite players in the NFL, and he put the kind of offseason together last spring and carried through into training camp, and then each and every day of practice he goes to work. He's a real gym rat. He knows all the players in the NFL. He knows where they're from. He's played against a lot of them, but he knows their backgrounds. He studies the game. He knows our game plan. He knows all the positions, even though he really focuses on one. So it's a credit to him being in great shape and the kind of pride that he has. And obviously he has a very unique skill set. The length that he has and his ability to extend for the football make him a hard matchup for anybody trying to cover him.
Now, you got a lot of love from Brandon in his press conference when he signed the contract extension. As I said, he was already kind of established, but what did you try to expose him to once you got here? Maybe things that he wasn't aware of previously through all his years in the league, and successful ones at that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just tried to, as Coach Trestman would say, we just try to focus on the science and the technique and win with technique. And so certainly I think there's little subtleties that Brandon picked up on that he felt like would be beneficial that he could add to his game. Hopefully that, you know, that showed up on the field on Sunday. I think that he enjoys the system, the way we can move him around and put him in different spots and really move everybody around. And we've got a lot of weapons here. And so we try to get everybody in all the spots, and everybody learns the whole offense. And I think Brandon's really taken to it.
Now, if he hadn't turned his life around a couple of years ago, could you even imagine trying to work with Brandon the way he used to be? I mean, you see some of the NFL film stuff, and you know, sometimes he was raging there on the sidelines. Did you need to find a couple of things out before taking the job concerning Brandon?
Well, I think Brandon's got tremendous passion for the game. His competitiveness, his fire are what has made him an elite player, and certainly would never want to harness that. And I'm just going to talk about the Brandon Marshall I know, who's been a tremendous person. He's been completely unselfish around our guys. He shares his wisdom and his experience with the younger players. He's been receptive to our coaching, and he's really been an asset to our program.
Now, how difficult has it been here early in the season maintaining a rhythm in game situations with some of those guys banged up? They've been having to try to recover during the week, and you don't have that in practice. Does that affect some of the timing in games when you're not getting that work in during the week?
I think it can. I think it can have an effect over a period of time. If you've got that where guys are missing time over, you know, several weeks or you know, a month of the season, certainly you want to try to make up that time that's lost. It's hard to just do it on Sundays. So we're trying to do the best that we can. We've got a good group, a very competitive group, an experienced group of receivers that have been able to jump in there and fill in spots that they might not have been practicing a lot at. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to continue to have success.
And some of those experienced receivers behind Brandon and Alshon, Josh and Santonio, it's kind of a delicate balance for them. All receivers want the ball, I'm sure, mm-hmm. and it's tough going behind those two superstars. Is there, you know, a balance in terms of them learning the complete playbook and establishing that trust in Jay in games that he already has with Alshon and Brandon?
Well, you know, Jay's worked with Brandon for a long time, mm-hmm. and I think he's starting to get more and more comfortable and where to throw the ball and the spots to throw the ball to Alshon and have an absolute trust and confidence that he'll come down with it. And if he can't, he'll protect the throw. So that's a process with all the new guys. Mm-hmm. And some of them have been here a little bit longer than others and are working through that process with Jay, but I think that we're getting there.
Everyone raves about how well this receiving corps blocks. How much of an emphasis is that? And do you almost spend as much time working on things like that as they do catching balls?
Well, we take a lot of pride in being complete players. We don't want to take any plays off. And, you know, again, it's a credit to those guys. And they're out there. They're playing every play in the football game. And they don't want it to be their guy. And we always want run and pass to look the same. That's our goal. And if we can do that, then it feels the same to the defense and will create an advantage for us offensively.
How much of that is a buy-in by these guys, though, too? Because they want to be out there catching the ball all the time.
Right. Well, we can't throw it. You know, we're not going to throw it 75 times in the game. At least we haven't yet. But, I think it is a credit to them. They want to be complete players. They want to block for their buddy. They're unselfish. They understand that that is part of the game. And when they do anything they do, they want to do it well.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on all your success here. Hope it continues. Is there anything you miss about the college game that you were involved in for more than a decade before coming back to the NFL?
We're so focused on what we're doing here and the people that we're meeting here in this community here in Chicago. We love Chicago and are thrilled to be part of the Bears organization.
All right. I'm sure the Bears feel the same, and I know the wide receivers feel the same. Mike, yeah. Thanks for joining us introducing you to us. That's Mike Rowe, the Bears wide receiver coach. Time for another break here on United Bears Recap. We'll be back after this.